Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware, and Lenny's just walked through the door, hot off a city airport flight from Scotland.
Actually, it was Gatwick, darling. And I just want to say Kalispera to everyone.
Kalispera, mother.
I haven't seen you for 12 days.
I know, God.
But I did see you in Corfu, didn't I?
Which we very much enjoyed.
Yeah.
You've been telling me that Skopelos is the greenest island, mum. You've been lying.
Darling, it's still the best.
I very much enjoyed Corfu.
Have to tell you. There is something about going to Greek islands, though, that I get recognised. Now, I know you say that it's
what,
my
the same Greek island you've been going to for the past 32 years, you'll get recognised.
No, Corfu. I had 2 people on the beaches there.
Really?
Saying, are you Lenny?
You and Alan Carr, national treasures.
No, as you would say, and I say, how did you recognise me? Because Jessie says it's my whiny voice. Is that it? And they say, no, not at all.
I have to say, Alan Carr gets, not to take it away from you, Lenny, and your fame, Alan Carr gets people kind of touching him.
I know, to get selfies.
No, but like people just feel like they know him fully. I mean, shaking his hand, like being like, Alan, like they're old friends.
He's a warm, cuddly person.
Yeah, he's fab. But I was like, wow, this is wild.
Do you think there'd ever be any possibility that we could have a little collab with Alan?
I think. It's on the cards, mum. I'll speak to Alan, we'll make it work.
Okay, darling.
So, yeah, I've been in Corfu for a month.
Yeah.
Filming, having a lot of fun. We're back.
Yeah.
We have a massive pop star coming this evening.
Huge.
I've known her for a very long time. We were kind of both doing dance music at the same time. She was a vocalist for Rudimental and then just emerged as kind of one of the biggest pop stars. She's international. She's called Anne-Marie. Everyone knows her. If you don't know her, I don't know where you've been, but you will definitely have one of her songs in your ear. She's fabulous. And she's coming over for a meal that I'm cooking. Now, she's apparently a vegan. She's a vegan that doesn't like a few things. So,
what have you made?
It could go one way or the other.
Okay, darling.
Well, she said she liked vegan moussaka, so I thought that I'd do, instead of moussaka...
You've
by the way, I've changed my mind about 10,000 times this morning.
Yeah.
And so I was ready to do loads of different ones. So I've done it's a stuffed aubergine.
Okay.
It's based on Mirasoda's stuffed aubergine. It's with walnuts, but I didn't have enough walnuts, so I put pui lentils in there. It's with jarred red peppers, cumin, cinnamon... onions.
You haven't made it spicy, have you?
I haven't made it spicy because she doesn't like spice. So, basically, it's, yeah, a stuffed aubergine. So
okay.
That's kind of like the main thing. And then, a friend of mine called Mash, she put up a vegan potato salad the other day. I think this is really clever and brilliant, and it was so quick to do, and it tastes delicious. Tinned artichokes, a tin of artichokes, put it in the blender with some tahini, lemon juice, salt, a bit of garlic, loads of olive oil, zhuzh it up until it's liquid. It'd be kind of like a thick liquid. If it's too thick, loosen it up with a bit of water or a bit more olive oil. And then you mix that in with the potatoes and some red onion. And I'm just going to add some rocket because I don't have any like lamb's lettuce. But and it makes kind of a creamy sauce. And it was so quick and it tastes really good. I actually had a little bit with my salmon this lunchtime. So I'm doing that. And then I've done something very quick. I've got coconut yogurt on the bottom with griddled courgette and a kind of, I know that she probably isn't going to have this, Anne-Marie, but I just did a kind of, it's a basil, lemon and chili and oil vinaigrette on top. So,
okay.
It's a really hot night.
Yeah.
And so I just thought maybe something fresh. Maybe I should have played it a little safer. I've just seen on her Instagram that she did the Capital FM Summertime Ball, where she was kind of line dancing in cowboy hats and a fabulous
in this
outfit
weather.
In this heat. It looked schwitzy. Anne-Marie coming up on tape. Marie is here.
Hello.
With brown hair.
I have, yeah.
I know.
Looking brown gorgeous. Hair now, yeah. Do you know what? I've wanted it for a while, but I kept blonde.
Is that your colour?
This is my natural colour, yeah. And I've wanted it for ages, but I kept blonde and kept blonde.
Why?
I just thought, because I haven't had this colour since I was like 16.
I've never met
no.
you with brown hair. And I've
no.
probably known you over 10 years now.
Yeah. So I thought, after having it that long a time, I thought, I won't suit dark hair. So I just kept blonde. Or like I went like pink and orange and stuff and never went brown. And I just was like, no, I'm going to do it this time. And everyone around me was like, are you sure?
Okay?
Are you okay? Are you going through a crisis? Like, are you, you know, all this stuff. And I grew up my roots so far that no one could say I couldn't do it because it looks so bad.
But you must have Irish blood.
Why? Because she's called Anne-Marie.
No, she looks Gaelic. The blue eyes and dark hair.
You know what? I don't know. Everyone thinks that I am. For some reason, I'm just... Everyone says
you
you're
look,
Irish.
You
or
look...
Scandi?
Yeah, I've had that. But my second name is Scottish. Nicholson.
And, so, she, yeah, and she's wearing tartan as well. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I... Well,
so
you know,
Celtic and Rangers, there's still a bit of Irish in
I did do that DNA thing, you know,
and?
The spit thing, and I was like, I'm so excited because, you know, I won like loads of stuff, and it was just like 99.9% British.
Oh, I'm sorry.
English.
I'm so
and then,
sorry.
I know, it was, and then everyone was like, it's so rare, and I was like, ugh! I hated it. I wanted
you're
a little
exotic.
Yeah, I wanted a little something.
How does it feel? Do brunettes have more fun than blondes?
I feel like... Honestly, a new person, like
in just, a good way.
Yeah, a new person. Like, just I feel like I've had a transformation for years now of like trying to be really comfortable with just naturally who I am instead of putting on all this stuff. And for years, hair was like a thing that was my like, I'm gonna do crazy hair because I think I'm really boring and like really insecure and you know all this stuff and my clothes and my nails and makeup and all this stuff was a thing that I did to like. Cover up that whole thing. So after all these years of becoming comfortable with actually who I am, I feel like the brown hair is like the final piece of like, this is literally
well,
me
I
now.
I think you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You look honestly not as, you, well, I don't know, maybe you have got makeup on, but you don't look like
a little bit.
Tiny bit. You look so beautiful
Thank
and
you.
Natural.
Doesn't
Thank
she?
You.
She really likes to objectify.
I love it.
I couldn't give a shit. She looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
Do you think people take you more seriously now you've got dark hair? Because I find they do.
I don't know yet because...
You've never been blonde, Mum, so no. You wouldn't know. You literally wouldn't know.
Do you know what? Probably. I definitely... Probably, but I've only had it like a week. So I haven't had to test it out yet, but I have experienced like people just looking at me and not recognising me straight away. And
that's
then they
probably
go,
quite
oh,
nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I just love it. I love it. But the weirdest thing is a lot of people have come up to me and said, oh, your hair, do you like it?
Oh,
and I'm like, yeah.
People say the weirdest things.
What? It's so weird.
So they're essentially saying they don't.
Yeah,
like
they
it.
Don't. Three
they
people
don't
shut yesterday. Up.
Well, I know. I think they're taken by surprise.
You were. Was it the Capital Summertime?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was amazing. I've done it like, oh God, 15 times now.
That's
I've done it
you're
so
a
many
massive
times.
Pop star.
Yeah, but this one was extra special. I think with what I just said, the whole process of like becoming comfortable and confident and all that, and just I've never. Properly danced or done any routines or just felt like I deserved or like I was comfortable there and I just that was the first time I was like oh I didn't feel nervous at all. I just felt like I was ready for it. And I did dancing, which was a new thing, and the brown hair, and it was all good.
Babes, I'm telling you, choreography is the way forward for making you feel better on stage as well, because you don't have to think about the voice for one moment. Yeah. So you're thinking about the dance moves, and then the voice just comes because it's your natural gift.
True. And then, but then after the dance moves happen, I struggled after that because I was out of breath.
Oh my God, so... I know. The thing that I'm sure you know all these tricks. You just lean on your backing singers for certain extra bits.
Mm.
And I don't know, like...
Let the audience sing. I did that a lot in Rockabye yesterday. I was like, sing!
So you did like line dancing almost. Yeah. And you were a cowgirl.
Yep. Full on cowgirl outfit.
And it was a really hot day, babe.
I was wet.
Did you wear a lot of layers?
I wore... they were jeans, but like the style of a cowgirl.
Yeah, and
I was so confused because afterwards I was like, I had loads of dancers all dressed as cow, and this is a problem because when I come off stage, I was like, all my dancers were cow, but get but
people. Cow men, cow people.
I don't know. Yeah, cow you know people. What I mean? So yeah. I was like, cow people, and I was like, the cows, and I was like, no. So it was all a bit awkward, but it was so hot, and it was everyone who went before me on stage was just saying all the time, I'm so hot, it's so hot, are you okay? Are you hot? And I was like, I'm not gonna say that when I get on stage, but I was. Hot.
So you didn't say it?
No, but I was like, I'm sweating.
But the beads of sweat it's rolling down.
Wet.
It comes through your head, doesn't it?
I had a hat on.
Oh my God.
And I was like, why do they wear these?
And then it starts to come down your head and prickle. Yeah, I know.
All wet
that
there. I had a whole sweat patch under there.
Underneath the boots is just so unfair, isn't it?
It was good.
So life's pretty good.
Yeah.
Album's nearly out.
Yeah, it's coming. 28th of July.
Do you feel like, I feel like you're in promo mode at the moment and it is full on. Yeah. I'm out of promo mode and it feels really good, babe. So don't worry, I'll see you on the other side in August. You're literally just going to be in your pants on your bed watching reality
TV.
Yeah, you'll be having a wine. Yeah, exactly.
But no, you know what? I struggled so much with this whole career, before COVID. I was struggling. I was angry. I was tired. I was just done. I was like, this is too hard. It's too stressful. And then COVID happened and I was like, oh, I'm not going to complain about that again. So since coming out of that, I feel like it's just taken on a whole new thing.
So I don't know your story. When did you start singing? So you grew up, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Essex.
Essex girl.
I'm an Essex girl. And
a karate. Karate's she could kick any of our asses.
Yeah, I'm 3 times world champion karate.
Yeah, so watch your mouth, Mum. Watch your mouth.
Not my mouth we've got to worry about, Mrs.
True. Yeah.
When did you do all your karate? How old were you?
So karate, I started when I was 9, but I went to a dance school from the age of 2.5 because my sister was 4 years older, so as soon as she went, I just followed.
So was your mum in the business?
Nope.
But they just wanted you to learn...
Wanted me to get out of the house. They were like,
Did you have a lot of energy?
Yeah, I was, hyperactive as hell. But I went every Saturday, did that. Then I got an agency with the dance school. Then I did musical theatre. So that was the first.
Do you like musical theatre?
Love it. I love it.
Which have been your parts?
I was little Eponine, little Cosette in Les Mis.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
And then I did, when Whistle Down the Wind was about, I did Charity and Brat.
So you've actually been on the West End?
Yes.
You were in the West End from what age?
I first got little Eponine when I was 6. And then I was last in Whistle Down the Wind when I was 11.
So, babes, no wonder you're a bit tired. You've been working since you were 6.
Yeah. But it was fun then.
So did that interfere with education? Did you have to have a tutor or did you then manage to resume kind of mainstream school?
I carried on, but they let me out for the matinees. They just didn't really care, I don't think. They were just like,
it was a different time, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they were fine with it. And I just did that. Then started karate when I was 9. Then was doing them both at the same time. Then stopped the musical theatre, concentrated on karate. And then went to college and did... BTEC Performing Arts. So I was always planning to do musical theatre. That was my aim because I love it.
So when did you discover your voice?
I think when I was at college, I started doing open mic nights and everyone was like, oh my God, your voice is so unique. And I was like, is it? I just like singing. I didn't ever think about what I actually sounded like. I just knew I could sing in tune.
And what music were you listening to?
All over the place. I mean, Alanis Morissette, Christina Aguilera, Paul Weller, a bit of everything, really. And then after college was when I was auditioning for, like, musical schools. And I just don't know what it was, but I just was like, I don't think this is right for me. And I felt like my voice was a bit different to the girls who were auditioning. And I was like, lower, obviously. And I was like, I'm not sure. And I met randomly one of the guys in my class was a pianist. And he was teaching this lady piano. And she was a songwriter. And she needed someone to sing her songs to pitch out to people. So I went to the studio and sang her songs.
Did demos?
Yeah, did the demos. And the engineer spoke to the label and was like, you have to listen to this girl sing. So that was the first thing that happened, and I went in.
How old were you then?
I was maybe 19, and I went in and they just signed me to their management, and I went out just writing songs from that point, which I didn't know how to do.
So I knew of you from Rudimental,
mm-hmm.
where you were a vocalist with yep. Rudimental. How far into you being signed was that?
I actually weren't signed at that point. I was just with management and publishing. I didn't have a record deal. So I started that when I was about 23, I think. So I started touring then. And then I signed when I think I was 24 or 25.
Do you think, you've worn every kind of hat in performance.
Mm.
From like competitive sport to yeah. musical theatre to dance vocalist to being a solo singer. Like, it... being a judge, like, you know, you've done it all. And like, I think that seems quite similar to me in lots of respects. And I really enjoy the fact that I've been able to do lots of different things. Mm-hmm. And I kind of appreciate them as I get older.
Yeah.
But is there any kind of time where when you were going through a tough time before COVID and stuff, is there any time that you go back to and you think, God, that was a good time, like in music? And where maybe it felt carefree, where you didn't have to think about everything? Or do you feel like that's right now?
Right now, for sure.
That's so nice.
As a soloist, I think yeah. when I was singing for Rudimental, I was carefree because it wasn't my music and
yeah.
I weren't kind of being judged for me individually. It was like the whole crew.
Mm.
So I was happy as Larry then, and I didn't need to do any promo either, so I just slept and sang.
I know.
Do you still go to musicals?
Yeah.
Jessie's yeah. going on Wednesday.
I'm going to see Guys and Dolls.
Oh, nice.
The new production of Guys and Dolls apparently is amazing.
Really?
This is a child. You all right?
Yeah. I've not seen...
you are lying. You just wanted to see who was downstairs. Say hello to Anne-Marie.
Hello.
Anne-Marie's really cool. We're actually in the middle of something, so what would you like? A drink?
Yeah.
Can you say hello, please?
Hello.
Look at her when you say hello.
She's shy now.
Right, okay.
Could I have a kiss, darling?
And look who's here, Gaga. All right. We're going to wrap this up, okay? I'm going to get you a drink, all right?
I need to know if you could be one character in a musical theatre, your best part, which one would you play? Or have you done that with Les Mis?
I think I would probably choose Eponine in Les Mis.
You would?
Yeah. Because I was little Eponine.
Yeah, and you'd like to be the big one.
Yeah, and I did like Brat in Whistle Down the Wind. That was fun. But, yeah, I think Eponine is my favourite. Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into food.
Yes.
Anne-Marie, you have some really annoying requests.
Oh.
Jazz, your wonderful manager who I adore and who also organises the greatest party. Has she ever organised one of your parties before?
Yeah, she's just good at organising everything.
She's great,
really.
Yeah. However, Jazz Sherman sent us your little thingies. Hates coriander.
I hate it.
You've got the thing that Clara Amfo's got.
Hates it. What the...
She calls it the devil's herb.
Yeah.
Devil's herb.
It just ruins every other flavour for me.
Soapy?
I don't know. But if it's like the tiniest little piece in a meal, it will just ruin the whole thing.
Okay, we have no coriander tonight.
Fantastic.
Now, you're a vegan.
Well.
Who eats cream.
Well, she says well.
Yeah,
she,
I know.
Well, she did that Paloma Faith well when you'd cook the vegan.
Oh
yeah.
God,
let me tell you the story.
I'm not always vegan.
Yeah, I'd
says,
like to
yeah.
hear this story.
I'll tell you the story. Right, me and food have had a weird relationship. So from young, I have eaten just sandwiches. I grew up on sandwiches.
I love sandwiches.
I love sandwiches too.
I love sandwiches. They're the best things ever. And my mum and dad actually went to the doctors about it once because they were like, she just eats sandwiches and bread.
This is like a children's book. You should write this book.
Yeah.
The little girl that only ate sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay. Just another hat to wear. Jazz, make it happen. Okay.
So he was like, is she growing okay? Is she fine? They were like, yeah. And
what was in the sandwich?
Well, mostly Philadelphia cheese. That's it. Philadelphia cheese. And then for breakfast, I'd have peanut butter on toast. And for dinner, I'd have two Philadelphia cheese sandwiches.
So no fruit or veg?
No, nothing. So after that phase happened, I started eating chicken and prawns. Like, that was my boundaries. And then, but I think this all happened because I have a phobia of sick. So I was scared to put anything in my mouth that I thought would make me sick, like vomit. Okay. I've got a phobia of that. So I was always a bit weird around food.
Okay.
And then when I started touring, I felt so out of place because everyone was going out to meals and I was like, oh, I'm just going to order Caesar salad on the room service. You know what I mean? So I felt a bit weird. And then I watched a documentary called, What the Health, right? And
The vegan one?
I don't know. Yes, it must be because I went vegan after that.
Okay.
And I was like, why am I putting food in my body that I don't need? Right, and I only ate chicken and prawn sometimes, so it weren't as if I was removing things. Uh-huh. But the problem was, I didn't eat any vegetables, so
yeah,
that's
a bit of a problem. Yeah,
I removed everything, even Philadelphia cheese.
So now you were just bread.
I was eating bread, but peanut butter is vegan, so I was fine. I was eating peanut butter on toast, right? And then I gradually.
What age are we at? We're in our 20s
I'm
now.
I'm at 27. Okay. Yeah,
got it. Okay.
And then, I then forced myself to eat every vegetable, and now I love vegetables.
Oh,
and
God.
I was vegan for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I ate Philadelphia one day, and I was
like, really
can't do it anymore.
So you are predominantly vegan. However, you can eat cream if it's in a something.
Yeah, if I don't know it's there.
Do you eat cheese?
Philadelphia cheese, yeah.
I have got some Philadelphia in the fridge if you want to put some on. Okay.
Do you eat fruit?
I eat fruit, yeah.
Okay, so I've made tonight's dinner.
Yes.
You said you like veggie moussaka.
Yes.
You have not got veggie moussaka. You've got a version of. It's a stuffed aubergine.
Perfect.
It's got some pui lentils in there.
Right.
I'm scared.
No, no, I know. I'm scared too.
No, it's like, it's got. You don't have to eat it. I've got toast, babe. I've got toast. It's fine. She's looking terrified now.
I'm terrified, but
good. So you've
it's got peppers, it's got walnuts,
she probably
it's got
doesn't
pui
like
lentils,
those things.
It's got some breadcrumbs. She's
she
tapping
likes
her
normally, she likes normal vegetables,
she looks terrified.
Darling. Yeah.
It's a stuffed fucking aubergine. Yeah. It's basically a deconstructive veggie moussaka, babes.
Yeah, great.
You can try it.
I'm going to try it.
I'm going to give you a tiny bit so it doesn't...
There's no yogurt in it or anything.
There's no yogurt.
Yeah, fine.
Now, I have some sides as well.
Right.
I have a potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
With some
love that.
Red onion. Now I've tried to make it creamy but without the cream. Now I'm scared! I'm not a fucking vegan chef and you don't particularly like that much food. Right, so I've done. it's tinned artichokes.
Yeah, love artichokes.
With tahini and lemon. She's gone. Tahini. I lost her at tahini.
No, you've lost her.
Why
did you
haven't put it on
that's
yet?
Jessie, did you not see there was a clue in all the things that she wanted plain things?
Mm.
My favourite was when they were like, she really loves hash browns.
Yes.
And but egg.
Yeah, I know. That's a new thing as well. I've put into.
I should have just
diet.
Done fry up, really, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with breakfast burritos at the moment.
Where'd you get
them from?
It's
just a shame because it's not breakfast now, Anne-Marie. Well, so I didn't know whether that could work, but maybe I should have just...
Yeah. No, I'm going to love this.
I don't know if you are.
She's
so I'm going to give you really small amounts.
She's not.
Should I keep the sauce on the side?
Why don't you let her help herself?
Okay, I've got vegan butter, if you prefer
fantastic,
that. So
yeah.
Maybe you can just have a bowl of spuds with some vegan butter
mm-hmm.
or olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got griddled courgette.
Oh, yeah like
okay.
that.
Okay, and I was going to put that on a bed of coconut yogurt. No, maybe I shouldn't do
no,
that.
No, yogurt.
No, forget
back.
It. Okay, and
she knows me more.
Yeah, I think because Jessie can't leave
point?
It. Just... Less is more, darling. Why don't you let her choose her
I
own?
I think she's going to get really sad when she sees these stuffed aubergines.
Why?
Because I'm worried they're
I'm
delicious.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Okay, but you may not stay in.
Yeah. I hope I do. I'm going to feel so bad.
What's your celebration meal? if you go out with your family, it's a big birthday, your album gets to number one straight away and you're celebrating, what would be your celebration meal?
I don't know. I normally, this is the thing, you said about the breakfast burritos. I cook them, but I had one in LA and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
So then I started cooking them myself. I don't know what my celebratory meal would be. Probably pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Oh, do you like pizza?
Yeah, I love
Jessie,
pizza.
Jessie, she loves pizza.
I'm a child, basically. Okay, fine. I have a palate of a 5-year-old.
So you, if you went out with your family for a birthday,
yeah.
Do you go? You don't go to fancy restaurants.
No,
go to a Mexican and have a burrito.
Yeah.
Or you have a big pizza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so normally I get people to come around mine, and we have the dinner there.
Yeah.
But I normally like. I'd get a Thai or a pizza and that and a Chinese.
You have all different
that,
things.
So everyone can just pick at everything.
Is that a big bunch of coriander there?
No, it isn't. It's green salad, but it does have some herbs in it. But
what kind of herbs?
Dill? Do you hate dill?
No, I like dill, yeah.
Okay, parsley.
That's
not
all right.
Coriander. And a bit of basil.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes pesto, doesn't it? That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like pesto?
I like pesto.
I've got some vegan pesto.
Yeah.
Would you like me to put them with your potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So you cook?
Yes.
What do you cook? What's your best dish?
I normally cook, I like miso aubergine with rice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I do my own pizzas with
gherkins. Have you got a pizza oven?
Yeah, I do, but I haven't used it yet.
Do you have a house with a garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jessie's got a pizza oven down there.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I'm excited to do that. It does feel a bit long, though, with the wood and stuff.
So when you're on The Voice and everyone's got a rider, what is on your rider, Marie?
Peanut butter, bread, toaster, avocado.
Oh, right.
Because I do like crackers.
Avocado? I'm going to give you some avocado. I'm just going to give you a picture of the shit you like.
Okay. So I like crackers with the caramelized onion hummus and avocado and sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah.
One of my favourite snacks.
Okay.
So I have that on the rider. Crisps I love. I'm obsessed with crisps.
I love crisps too.
And then the bread and peanut butter. But I order food in as well. I like Nando's and stuff like that.
Chicken?
No. There's a plant version.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where do you go on holiday?
I normally go
and you choose it because of the cuisine.
No, but I do get worried every time I go on holiday. What if I can't find a Philadelphia?
So you could take it with you.
Yeah, I know. I've done that before as well.
So Philadelphia is still really important.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me really happy.
Would you like some Philadelphia?
I've got
Philadelphia.
I'm not trying to fake a point. I'm just letting you know. I love it.
Would you like some? I mean,
I could eat it off a spoon.
I mean, babes. Well, she can have it. Because you, at the moment, have got a really little amount of food.
There's a whole aubergine coming. It's going to be fine.
I'm She's going to try it.
Because I don't think you're going to... Right.
You don't think I'm going to like the insides? I like courgette. Courgette I love. I love doing pesto courgette pasta.
Oh, nice. Courge,
whatever that is.
Thank you. I've given you a tiny bit of the stuffed aubergine.
Oh, it looks great.
Okay, good.
This is lovely. I love courgette.
Good.
I'm going to wait till you...
Right, and you can have more, Amberit.
It looks lovely.
Thank you.
I'm going to love it.
Okay, great. Amberit, I kind of feel like we may have your Last Supper already.
Yeah.
And it may be sandwich-based.
Yes. I would say, honestly, if someone said... Give me your last meal right now. It would be a Philadelphia sandwich with no butter.
White or brown bread?
White bread, Philadelphia. I sometimes put Philadelphia on one side and peanut butter on the other side.
Okay, a nice little combo, yeah.
That's really good. But honestly, I don't know what it is. After not having it for so long, every time I put it in my mouth, I'm just so...
Happy.
So happy.
Well, do you know, they'll probably be sending you loads of Philadelphia after this podcast.
Give me the face of Philadelphia.
The face of Philadelphia.
I'm right with that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I really like it.
Right. Would you like some salad? A little bit. Should we just to colour the plate?
This is, I used to be, like everyone used to say, oh, beige. My plate used to just be beige.
It's not anymore, is it?
Mm-mm. It's green. I've stepped it up.
You're quite a homebody.
Yeah. That's because I haven't got used to being like this new person yet. I'm just still used to hiding in my hole.
It's funny because on
you
the
come
outside,
across
I
so confident.
Yeah, and that's not said with it's said with kind of inspiring, confident, such a sense of yourself.
Mm.
You know, make brilliant music, like have such confidence. And I think of you as kind of one of our like most important stars. Do you know what I mean?
Aww.
Like you've always got something to say, and it feels like it's
you're
an extension
great
of you.
On the voice.
Thank you. Mm. No, I think that's I'm happy though that's the case because mm-hmm. I've always wanted to project that in case anyone was watching and they felt a way that they could see me being that way and they would take it on, you know, because I behind closed doors I was literally a hermit because I couldn't leave the house from anxiety. So like, it's like I didn't want to then put that out, but I definitely did speak about it to people just in case, you know. There's sometimes when fans would run up to me and I'd run away because I was literally scared and I didn't want people to think that I was being an arsehole.
Yeah.
So I would end up explaining myself and letting people know. But my end goal has always been to be that person that you have seen, you know? So it weren't as if it was fake. It was just who I was, you know, trying to be.
But did doing the voice kind of exacerbate the anxiety or did it help? I don't know, because
That was a crazy one because at the time, the first time they asked me to do it, I was still in that place of like, why would anyone even want my autograph? Like, not understanding it. So I was like, why are they asking me to do it? I don't know enough kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I started doing it, I think that was actually a big part of the transformation. Like, realising that I actually have got a lot of knowledge from being in the industry for so long.
You do.
And my confidence grew so much throughout that first series.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. I do. I owe that a lot, actually.
And you've got Ollie on there.
Yeah, Ollie. Yeah.
And we had him on the podcast.
Oh,
he's really
sweet. He's like another Essex boy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had Will I Am.
And we've had Tom Jones.
No way.
Oh my God, we've had the whole panel.
Yeah, I love them.
So we've got. Have we got the? Have you got a sweet tooth at all, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I do. Chocolate I love.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, any chocolate. Not Bounty, because I don't really like...
Oh, I love Bounty.
Yeah, I like coconut, but chocolate and coconut,
okay. Weird.
But chocolate, definitely. And then sweets, I can just eat and eat and eat. So it's kind of bad. And I've stopped it recently, actually. Because I can eat a lot. Even though it seems like I don't like many things, the things I do like, I can eat a lot of.
Best chocolate bar, then.
I've been eating just a normal dairy milk bar at the moment, but it has been double-decker for a while.
I love double-decker!
And crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
I love a crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm more of a crisp girl. Over chocolate.
What's the flavour?
Prawn cocktail or salt and vinegar. I've been eating discos a lot lately, but they burn my actual mouth.
They're fantastic.
You don't drink, so what drink of choice would you have with your...
I drink a lot of water. But if I'm going to push the boat out, I'll have a Coke. My drink of choice was a Malibu and Coke.
Malibu.
Or Disaronno and Coke. That's where my sweet tooth comes in, alcohol. Because it was like Disaronno, WKD, anything sweet, strawberry daiquiri.
So you stopped drinking like 8 months ago?
Yeah, October last year.
Do you feel better for it then? Like, was it to the point where you needed to kind of rein it in, or did it help with the anxiety, like getting a level on that and stuff?
I guess so. I haven't really thought about it in that way. But I I'm quite a... Same with food. If I like something, I do it and eat it or whatever a lot. So when it comes to alcohol, I think, you know, after a show, you know, going out with your friends, it just seems to be there all the time in my life throughout touring and stuff. And I just stopped. I don't know what it was. I mean, it didn't help with my phobia of sick, that I was, like, getting drunk and then being scared of being sick in the morning. That didn't really help anyway. So I was like, well, I'll remove that fear from my life. And, yeah, just stopped everything. Just sober from absolutely everything bad, basically, apart from chocolate.
Have you got any vices? Besides chocolate?
Lego.
Oh my goodness.
Anne-Marie, this is so revealing. You're not a foodie, but you're a fucking geek.
Yeah, I'm a geek.
I love it. Have you done the bouquet of Lego yet?
Yeah, I've done that. Done that in lockdown. I've done a whole town.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can buy a whole, like, separate parts of town. So I've got, like, a library, a police station, a jazz bar, and I've got it all connected together.
Which room is this in your house?
Well, yeah, that's a problem. I've got a games room, but I have no space, so it's on the table at the moment. But eventually I want to have a whole room of it.
Did you always love Lego?
No, I loved jigsaw puzzles first. Okay. I was obsessed with jigsaw puzzles. And then I got introduced to Lego, and I was like, this is way better. Because it's like an actual creation, you know?
Do you follow the thing, the instructions? Yeah.
But I love that. I love, like, building IKEA. Do you know what I mean? I love building wardrobes and drawers and just building stuff.
We're very different.
Yeah, give me a flat pack any day.
This is great to know.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
Do your mates all come to you and say, I've just bought something, can you come round and give us a hand?
No, but I'd like it if they did.
Okay, Jessie, now you know.
Yeah.
I really want to know about the sick phobia, but I feel like it's the wrong...
No, don't, Jessie.
Oh, you can if you want. I don't get... It don't make me feel away.
No.
Talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Do you know that, did you ever watch that Hunsnet one when the woman went on this morning for a fear of custard?
No.
And he went, so what is it about custard? She goes... He goes, is it the...
No way.
It's amazing, but so now I'm just thinking about you and the custard lady.
No, it doesn't make me be sick. If I see someone do it, it don't make me do
it. So have you managed to not be sick for a very, very long time?
Yeah. I've tried hypnotherapy. I've done therapy. I mean, I think I've been sick twice in maybe 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's bad. Like, I've had it since I was young, and there was a point, I think I was 12, I was at a karate competition in Blackpool when we went on all the rides, and I was on the waltzer.
Oh, I hate the waltzers.
Yeah.
They're the bugger.
Yeah, someone was in my cup or whatever it was.
No, stop.
With the hand to the mouth, yeah. And I was like, don't worry, chill out, it's fine, and then...
Did it touch you?
No, because... So basically, what happens, yeah, my body actually thinks it's going to die. So I just shut down.
So you have a panic attack.
And my body just does whatever it needs to do to get away, right? So I, in my head, see the ride slowing down because I'm saying to the guy, please stop the ride. So in my head, I'm like, he stopped it. So I just step off it because I think it stopped and it's still going full pelt. So this is how bad it is, because I've been, like, on motorways in the middle seat, and, like, people are like, I feel a bit sick, and I just go to get out the door.
But that's quite dangerous.
It's so dangerous, yeah. So, like, when I tell people about this, everyone goes, no one likes sick, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I can't stop my body from what it's doing in that moment. I don't think I've ever seen it come out of someone's mouth. That's how I'm so... like, aware of it, that if someone coughs, I get over the other side. I can't go on public transport, can't go on buses. Trains are scary for me because I can't get
off. I've never seen anyone sick on a bus or a train. Have you?
I think I have been sick on a bus or a train.
Jessie suffers with car sickness.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad thing.
Have you made dessert?
You know what? Luckily, I haven't. What would have been the point? I have got,
what have you got?
Vegan ice cream, chocolate ice cream.
Oh, nice.
She's perked up.
Yeah.
You've got two options. You've got watermelon rocket. Mm. You've got a caramel peanut. Oh, that's
going to
be you.
Caramel peanut,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, right. Caramel peanut.
Of course. It was actually delicious, by the way.
Right, cheers.
What was the other one?
To getting through the main.
What was the other one?
And trying some things.
A watermelon one.
A watermelon one? Or I've got honeycomb, vegan honeycomb.
Oh,
you do like crunchy. Do you want a little bowl of that too?
She can have two of that.
I'll have that after, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. She's thrilled now.
These vegan?
Yeah. These are so good, Jude. Have you ever
had
them?
Never heard of them, but
babe, they're so good.
Mm.
Wait. So, what was it like being with that Shania Twain? Apparently, she makes a really good hummus, I heard.
We didn't talk about hummus. We, basically, I wrote the song last year as a solo song, and my label are very into me doing collaborations all the time. Like, it's just, you know, they love it. And I do love it, so... Mm. When this album came about, I was thinking about, like, who to collaborate with. And when I wrote the song, it's kind of country. And I was like, who would make sense here? And I said to Jazz, just send it to Shania's team and just see what they say, you know. And she was like, oh, I've heard nothing back. She's busy, she's touring, you know. And I was like, just one last time, just see what she says. And she sent, and she heard it and was like, I love it. I'm in the studio in London for one more day, and then I fly home, so come to the studio. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe what is happening. So went there, she was amazing, so warm, so bubbly, and just like,
yeah,
so excited still, you know, to like make music, and it was so
lovely
to see, yeah. And we just had loads of fun, and just recorded it, done some vocals together, went to Nashville the other day to do the music video. Yeah.
Just as you do.
Wow.
Yeah. But she did her bit in Nashville, and I did my bit in Kent. Yeah.
How have they brought it together?
Well, exactly. So we filmed it like an old Western movie, basically.
Amazing.
So the cutting and images and all that stuff is very cut, you know. It's like eyes and ding, 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 you know, hand on the gun and stuff. So it was kind of easier to do it. But I still went there to, like, film some bits with her. But because, weirdly, Nashville don't have any Western sets. They just have fields. So I was like, I can't do a whole Western video in a field dressed like cowgirls. It just, like, didn't make sense to me. So we found this set in Kent, which is a whole town. You know in the movies where it's, like, the tumbleweed and the shops? Just in some woman's back garden.
No, stop.
I swear, her name is Jolene.
And no, stop!
Yeah, yeah. And she made this set in her garden. And it's just with
can't
all the horses.
Believe
it's
it.
Crazy. It's amazing. So I went there and did a whole video there. So, yeah, that's just being edited now. So that was fun. Yeah.
That's wild. Shout out, Jolene.
Shout out, Jolene. Yeah.
And she just lives her life like a Western movie.
Yeah.
In Kent.
Yeah.
Is it her real name?
Yeah, it's her real name.
I love so it. She's had to live up to it.
I think
Jolene,
that's what
yeah.
the yeah. I think that's what
did
she's
she wear
done.
A cowgirl hat and
she
things?
She was pretty normal actually.
She had to do that.
And she was so Essex. It was funny actually.
Are you going to Glastonbury this year?
I was gonna, but I don't know. I went last year and
did you play last year?
No, I didn't. I lost both of my big toenails.
How?
From walking so much, I think. I had Doc Martens on and it just...
Oh, banged against them.
Yeah. Never experienced it before. They've only just grown back.
Oh, babe.
So I was like, I'm not going again
don't
till next year.
Have to have toenail protectors.
Yeah. But I do love Glastonbury. It's the best, I think.
It is the greatest, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Do you think you've got good table manners, Anne-Marie?
No. I don't think so. I think I burp a lot, and I because I do it so much, I don't think I realise when I'm doing it now. So I do.
I haven't
do
heard
it.
You burp tonight.
No, that's good. Who thought you were going to do it then?
And no. What would be a nostalgic taste or scent that could bring you back, transport you to somewhere from
your
childhood?
I don't even need to ask that. James.
It can't be peanut butter.
Philadelphia.
It can't be Philadelphia.
I remember once in Spain, my nan and granddad lived in Spain, so I grew up going there. And I remember once I had a pizza with bolognese on top of it. And I always remember that. And that...
Is it a good memory?
Yeah, good memory.
Okay.
And you take it back and you remember all these things. And I actually got a henna tattoo on my leg and it's stained my leg ever since.
No, stop. I need still to got see it. No, stop.
Look, what was the pic?
How old were you?
Yeah, no, it was just like a little... You know, one of those tribal things?
Stop.
I was about seven, I think. Let's see if it's still there. There.
Oh, my God.
Can you see that?
I can see it like ever so
Look,
slightly.
See, it was like that. It was just a strip.
Wow, you've got very sensitive skin.
I bet your parents were like...
I don't think they care.
I don't care. What's your favourite tattoo at the moment of yours?
I have one on my leg that's a girl sitting at a desk and it says, what the fuck is going on? I feel like that's my life at the moment. You know, I just thought of this memory. This isn't food, but it's kind of food.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a flat till I was about three and I remember this completely. I walked into the bedroom, me and my sister shared a bedroom and there was like... brown liquid on the side and my sister was like, lick that. And I was like, what is it? She's like, it's Coke, Coca-Cola, I spilt it, can you lick it? So I went like that and licked it. It was battery acid.
God, no wonder you've been traumatised.
That had come out of a battery, yeah? And my tongue just
burnt.
Sizzled. And I just ran into my mum. I was like, Mum, I need some water. But I didn't tell her why. Because I was like, I don't want to get my sister in trouble. And I didn't tell her until
I would be dobbing on that sister.
I was like, it wasn't until like secondary school. And she was like, and I just come out of it. And she was like, you could have died. Like, why did you not
You could have done.
But it's only the tiniest bit, but it made my tongue really...
Even if you lick a battery, it's got that soury, burny thing.
That's what it tasted
Your
like.
Your little
time.
Shitbag sister.
I know, but she gets away with everything. Everything. I was the devil child. Yeah, she's a perfect child.
How's your tongue now, you know?
Don't know. Not sure if I'd known any different now.
Maybe we should blame the fact that your palate isn't that, like, because extensive of that because of the battery acid, babe.
So your album comes out when?
28th of July.
So you won't be able to go on your summer hole straight off, will you?
No. I think I'm
Closing
going
parties.
To... When am I going to Ibiza?
August 30th.
August 30th.
Lovely.
So a little month after it. Yeah, a month after. So that'll be good.
I want to talk about the title, Unhealthy.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Well, from my food dietaries. But also, I feel like, because I'm quite an obsessive person, I feel like most of my thoughts are unhealthy about everything.
Well, the previous album, Therapy.
Yeah.
So then this moves into Unhealthy.
Yeah.
So, like, Therapy wasn't doing what it had done for you before. You'd written, you put all your kind of therapy into writing the songs.
Mm.
So Unhealthy, it's kind of...
Well, this is the story, because all about how my... Sorry, that just came into my head. So basically, when I started therapy, that was in lockdown. So that's when I started writing the second album. Mm-hmm. So it was all very much based around self-improvement, you know, figuring out my brain and all these techniques that my therapist was telling me. And I felt like I went into therapy because I was quite numb to emotion. And then I came out of therapy numb to emotion in another way, in the sense of I'd learned so much on how to... understand everything and deal with things. I just didn't feel like extreme anger or extreme sadness or extreme happiness anymore. I was back on the middle road, but in obviously the most end of the other end of the spectrum to what it started in. And I kind of missed feeling those extremities. Is that a word?
Extremes.
Yeah. Extremities is a word though. Yeah, but yeah.
Extremes.
Yeah.
Again, so I stopped therapy. I do it every now and again, but not, it was like weekly thing for years.
Were you Zooming?
Yeah, Zooming. And I just started getting those emotions back, and it was so fun to like have this new life with these extremes, but still having the ability to understand and like cope with things. So it was like I'd mixed a bit of the two.
If you're so stable that you don't feel any highs or lows.
That's what it became. So the second album was very much like that. And, you know, calm and collected. And then I got out of the other end and I was like, oh, it's a bit boring now. So in the process of this new album, I just wanted to feel everything again, you know? And I basically have done a journey of two relationships, one which I came out of, which wasn't great, and then one which I've gone into, which didn't start great because it was like an obsessiveness, unhealthiness. And now, and then at the end, it kind of levels out. So it's like all of the phases of a relationship that you could imagine is put into the album.
And potentially you thinking the new relationship. Potentially wouldn't. It would be almost...
But isn't that growth?
Unhealthy. It's so, growth. But actually yeah. It's worked out yeah. quite lovely.
It's growth in therapeutics terms. It's growth mm. to have gone, managed things and then be able to manage the highs and lows again.
Yeah.
And you're in a happy place.
Yeah.
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 Do you feel like you've shown more of yourself on this record?
Mm.
Or was that not even the... Was it not even about that? Was it about just...
I think it was like...
Personally feeling.
I definitely feel like I was less scared to experiment mm. with stuff on this one. I feel like in the last two albums, I've definitely felt a way about staying in a lane. Like, if I don't sound like this or if I don't make a song that sounds like this, are they going to know it's Anne-Marie? You're like, will they recognise it? So you kind of stay in that bubble of...
Also, let's be honest, Anne-Marie, like, you'd had like some huge international success.
Mm.
And so I guess when you have that success it, and everyone's enjoying that success,
mm.
the suits and everyone,
yeah.
and you're a person that wants... you're told that you need to and want you should want to stay in that lane. Mm. I understand that. Like, yeah. I understand I that would be had, a feeling that would, you
but
know...
we've had other musicians on who say the same thing.
Mm.
I mean, I think Ollie Murs, for example, said he was worried about his new album coming out because he had really forgotten whether he should be who he always has been,
mm.
whether he should try something new.
I mean, it's definitely yeah. easier to stay in the lane. I definitely think... my label and people around me were a bit worried about me going, I'm going to try new stuff, you know. It's scary for people because it is, I've been doing something that works. It just has worked. But it's not as if I've changed completely. It just feels like every song had the freedom to just be whatever it wanted to be.
Did you work with different people?
Yeah, I did work with different people, actually, yeah.
Did you stop listening to the label so much?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely did. I've always been outspoken with the people around me and, like, sure in what I want. But there is always that sense of me that's like, oh, I do want to be successful. I do want my music to be heard by everyone. So what is the compromise, you know? And I feel like in this album I was just like, whatever. You know, I'm just going to do whatever I want and... hopefully my voice is recognisable enough now to
you
like...
You are loved and recognised and celebrated.
Yeah.
I feel like you could do whatever you want, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. I feel like the voice definitely helped with expanding that into my actual personality, you know, people seeing me and not just hearing the music. Because I try and put a lot of personality into the songs, but it's hard, you know, you can only do so much. So the voice definitely helped with that. I feel like I just feel very loved. I do feel very loved by everyone, actually. I've got very good people online and, you know, crowds are really nice to me. I just, yeah, I feel happy.
Because you've never been a dick and you're talented. And...
Well, have I?
But, like, you've never changed. You've always been the same.
Yeah.
You've always been the same. And I think that it's amazing that you're feeling like this on this new record.
Yeah, I don't, it's hard because you don't want it to sound cliche because I feel like every time someone gets to the third album, they're like, oh, this is the most me it's ever been. But I've been saying, like, with the whole therapy thing, I feel like when you grow up, you try and, like, find yourself and, like, have all the answers or find what you're here for, you know. You do that as you get older and I just feel like I'm just sick of that now. I don't really want to know who I am. I just want to just...
get on with it.
Yeah, live every day and just have fun and make music and tour and everything.
Are you looking forward to touring?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy that?
You know what's mad? This tour is going to be very theatrical.
Great.
I'm going back to the musical theatre.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. All of my music's going to be kind of like made to be more theatrical sounding, so it makes sense. And the set design is going to be very like musical vibe, you know, like actually mean something instead of just screens and just me dancing in the middle, which is, I feel like, what people expect of a pop girl. But yes, I'm excited about it, definitely.
I want to thank you for fitting this in when it's really full on at the moment.
No, it's all right. And I loved it.
Next time, I will just give you a sandwich bag.
Thank you.
Or pizza.
I will be so happy with that. It's not, you don't have to even try.
No,
I mean, I know it's not the point of the podcast, but you know.
No. I honestly will not try next time.
I did love it though.
But I love you, so you're forgiven.
I love you.
But thank you, and good luck with the new record.
Thank you.
And I just hope you enjoy yourself. I think I'm sure you will. I think I was in a very similar place where you are. And it's so freeing and brilliant when you stop kind of feeling like you need to people please and kind of, I don't know, it's really freeing, and I think you're about to have like the best time on this run with the album and touring and all of that. So yeah, enjoy it. Buckle up.
Yeah.
Thanks, darling.
Thank you.
Adopt Anne-Marie, man.
What a beautiful woman.
She's so lovely.
So gorgeous. Love the black hair. Dark hair.
The dark hair is fab.
Gorgeous.
The sliders were fab.
I've never seen anything like
that. She's just great. She's quirky. She's fantastic. She's...
A kilt and a t-shirt and sliders.
The t-shirt said, don't be a dick.
Okay.
Maybe that was like a subliminal message to us.
To you.
To me. Anne-Marie, such a sweet girl. Unhealthy, her third album is out on the 28th of July. Go and listen to her new song with Shania Twain. Go and watch the performance back from Capital Summertime Ball. She's doing it all.
Hot stuff in those cowboy outfits.
Thank you to Anne-Marie for coming over. I will give you that Philadelphia sandwich next time, and it'll be much easier for all of us.
When you go to, I thought I might take your children to a farm in Kent. Maybe I'll have a look out for Jolene's set.
That is such a good story. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.